Get the news on our shows and other happenings by following us on Twitter. Find us at VoiceAmericaTRN or twitter.com/VoiceAmericaTRN. The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's time for Ageless Living with Dr. Tong Li and co-host Kurt Wilhelm. In our lives, we are always on that quest to look better and feel better. But how do we start? What are the best practices we can introduce into our lives to start really living it? Here with at least some of the answers are Dr. Li and Kurt Wilhelm.
Hi, welcome to Ageless Living here on Voice America and World Talk Radio. This is Kurt Wilhelm, your co-host of the show, joined by...
This is Dr. Tong Li, your host.
And we always have a fun time talking about things that make you either healthy, beautiful, fashionable, or just overall balanced in your life. And so today in this segment, we're going to be talking a little bit about fashion and in particularly professional fashion. So we're joined by Katie, who does some image consulting. Katie, do you do image consulting for men and women? Or
I do, yes, both
Wonderful.
Men and women.
So now I feel very much under the gun and being analyzed here. So,
you are on top. You'll be fine.
So, Katie, tell us a little bit about your consulting business and how you got into image consulting and a little bit about the fashion background you have so that our audience knows why they would want to bring you into their employ.
Sure. My company is called Black Label Styling, and it's a wardrobe styling company. So a lot of it is personal shopping. It's going through people's closets, putting their outfits together, going over body shape, showing them how to dress for their body type, face shape, showing them what hairstyles are most flattering for them. We do color analysis, so we show them what side of the color wheel they fall on, what colors will bring out their skin tone, their eye color, and all of that the best.
So, for example, my wife is always telling me to stay away from olives and lighter colors with my lighter skin and blonde hair. She thinks they wash me out. Is she wrong?
She is right.
I thought so.
She's a smart lady.
So if you want to know those kinds of things, that's where you get a hold of Katie. And just since we're starting out this segment, Katie, tell us how someone can get a hold of you, your website, which I've been on, contact phone number. Be a little bit wary of giving out your cell phone unless you're open to that. What's the best contact information for anyone to reach you?
Sure. My website is just blacklabelstyling.com. My email address is katie@blacklabelstyling.com. And my phone number is 480-980-9617.
Very good. So if you want to look good in your professional career, if I could share a little bit about my personal background, I was definitely like all the guys out there who didn't really care or think it mattered how I looked. Now, don't get me wrong. When I was, well...
Until you turned into teen, right?
Yeah, there we go. So about when the book A Dress for Success came out, that was very heavily recommended to me. I should have got the first clue, right? So, but the biggest thing I took away from that is that I needed to wear white church ties and suits. Well, in Arizona, that doesn't really work well.
Right.
But it depends on which circles that you're running in. It worked well in California, which is even more casual than Arizona. And it's because I ran in circles in Beverly Hills and had to do with movie production and things of that nature. So the suit boots matched. When sure. I came to Arizona, it didn't match so well, but I was still wearing the white shirts and ties. But now, fast forward a few years, you know, the color is in, I don't know, give me some education. What I do know is that when I started to dress a little bit more trendy, they changed, and it had also to do, since the show is a lot about health, it had to do with losing a lot of weight, okay? So I lost a lot of weight and started dressing well, but it's amazing how much differently you're treated in business. So, for example, a very, 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 very large franchise is about to do business with us. If I didn't look the part, and if I didn't,
credible, huh?
Yeah, if I didn't look credible and I had, another 90 pounds on me, maybe, maybe not, would they be doing business? Obviously, people do business with a lot of people who don't dress well, who have 90 pounds more than they should on them. So that doesn't mean that you can't overcome that, but I really felt a literally night and day difference mm-hmm. between those two, and that's what Katie will help you do. Am I right?
You are right. And you know what? I think actually the biggest part of that is how you feel. When you dress better, quote unquote, mm-hmm. you feel more confident and you project yourself in a more confident, knowledgeable way. And so I think that is really what has translated for you, probably.
I wouldn't doubt. And so if Katie, when she is doing her consulting with you, is building you up, and you say, all I'm doing is paying you to build me up, then you're partially right. But the other half of it is that there has to be reason to feel good about yourself, right?
Exactly. Yeah. But. Yeah. And a lot of people, they, that they think they have to dress one way or another or wear all of the current fads, and that's not necessarily true. It's really just about finding what styles and shapes are going to flatter your figure the best, flatter your coloring the best, and really, after that, I don't have to do much work because you'll build yourself up just through looking in the mirror every day.
Absolutely. For example, a faux pas that I went through when I did have 90 more pounds on me is that I felt like a suit would cover it up. And so I would wear suits in inappropriate places just because I didn't want them to see my belly.
That's really good psychology. Good try.
But obviously it didn't work quite as well as I wanted it to. So it's nice to be able to have the flexibility to dress to match the occasion.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, and again, it goes back to dressing for your body type. You know, if you're a little bit heavier on the bottom, you want to draw the eye up. Heavier on the top, draw the eye down. It's really all about balance.
Yeah, I've read an article about a lady who, through pregnancy, gained quite a bit of weight, and she just got into baggy clothes, and that was the only thing she was wearing.
Right.
And get up in the morning, it's the same every day. And she's just losing the edge, losing the initiative. Or, mm-hmm. So the life gets dull. Mm-hmm. And once she got into the new lifestyle, lost some weight, and got into the got an image consultant and got into the new fashion, new life.
Yeah, I think a big misconception that a lot of people fall into is that bigger clothes will make you look smaller, but actually bigger clothes make you look bigger.
Big drapey
suits. But the smaller clothes doesn't make you look smaller either.
Not if they're too tight, no.
Right.
Yeah, also true. If you're hanging out of them, have a little bit of muffin top, yeah, that's not always the best way to go. The other thing I kind of wanted to point out, ask, if somebody has a wardrobe, do you ever look at the wardrobe they have right now to throw things out, or do you just recommend these are the things you should get, or do you look at what they have and say, this goes, this stays?
It's a little bit of both. Okay. Most of the time, we'll start out in their closet. We'll go through every single piece. I'll tell them, talk to me about what you don't feel fits you very well. Talk to me about what you're not comfortable in. And we'll go through those pieces. I'll have them try them on, and we'll either say yay or nay. And then we'll actually go through each individual piece in their closet and decide, this is a great piece, we can use it. Or some of them, we say this may be best for someone else. And as we do that, I make a list of things that I think we could add to their wardrobe that would just help it to be a little bit more well-rounded. Uh-huh. And then once we've gone through the closet, that's when we typically go out and get those types of pieces.
And also, don't be offended if she can just look at a piece of clothing and throw it out. The first time I had it, and you shouldn't have to see it on, right? So the first time I went through this, I had a couple of really beautiful friends at Arizona State. I was student body president there, and so there were just a couple of really beautiful girls. My clue should have been that they wanted to go through my wardrobe, right? So that meant that they wanted to throw things away. And I was so hurt that they wouldn't even have me try something on. They'd be like, that goes, that goes, that goes, that goes. And I was left with, you know, about 10 pieces of clothing.
You were attached to your history.
I very much so. And so that's, speaking of, one of the things I do now is I go on to the blogs. And I actually type, or this is the how I find the blogs. I type in 2013 spring faux pas, mm-hmm. 2013 summer faux pas. And the faux pas actually at least gets you out of the embarrassing range. And then you can go to your image consultant here with Katie and actually start doing some positive stuff, and also saves time clearing out the closet.
Sure.
For example, I was doing some shopping, and this woman came up to me and said, you know, you seem to be pretty well-dressed, and I have a husband, you know, that I'm shopping for right now. What do you think of this? What do you think of that? And she was looking at things that were at least 10 years old. And I mean, well, they're in the store, so they're okay, but the store stocks what people will buy, not necessarily what's in fashion.
Exactly.
So she said, oh, I'm just surprised that you don't like all the stuff I'm choosing for my husband, because she said, I am so much more in vogue than he is, because, you know, I mean, he's still dressing from the 70s and 80s, and I mean, I'm really up on times, because I definitely made sure that I watched all the episodes of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, and I said, when's the last episode you watched? It's been almost a decade since you potentially watched anything.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I mean, literally, fashion can change from spring to winter to fall, but not drastically so, but of course, sometimes drastically so, because
right.
they're phasing something out. So they, you know, the wider jeans versus the shorter jeans, even in the suits, the three button versus the two button.
Right.
So these are just all things that you got to look for.
Right, Katie, do you have an interesting case or two of different your clients that's worth of mentioning?
Sure. And going back to what you had mentioned a couple of minutes ago about being so hurt when they wanted to throw some of your things away, surprisingly, actually, most of my clients are not too attached to their pieces. But I always tell them...
prepare them well and set expectations, it sounds like.
I do, and I always tell them, you know, if you're going to cry when I leave, we can keep it. It'll be okay. We'll figure out how to work it in. But I've had a couple of clients that, one in particular, she was an educator, but she was looking to get into administration. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the typical elementary educator, they have to focus on what is comfortable, not necessarily professional. And so we went through her closet and got her some suits and some good separates that were not only comfortable, but also professional looking. And I'm happy to say that as of a couple of months ago, she did get the job that she was looking for.
Excellent.
So, you know, a great time to contact an image consultant is when you're going through some kind of life change, whether, you know, you want to change your career, maybe you've just had a child and you've lost the baby weight, you want to get some new updated pieces. Anytime you have kind of a big life change, that's a good time to contact someone like me.
You bet. And even losing weight like 4 inches, I mean, things start hanging on you and you don't really realize it.
Exactly.
So
it's good time to get new clothes anyways.
Yeah, absolutely. And then probably things are trending a little bit differently as well.
Exactly.
Do you have any stories about how somebody's been able to utilize your image consulting and have a change in their life?
Well, most of the people, like I said, have, you know, are going after a new job or something like that. But I've also had a couple of clients, mostly male clients, who will come to me and say, you know, they're looking for that special someone. They haven't found them. They're wondering now if maybe what they're wearing is causing them to not find their, you know, soulmate. Mm-hmm. And I had a client that I actually worked with back in June, and we went through and we, you know, got him updated. He was a little outdated on what he was dressing a little too young for his age. Mm-hmm. And he actually has been on a couple of dating websites, and he's had several dates since then. So he's working towards finding that right person.
That's excellent.
That's wonderful.
So it looks like we're coming into an end of this segment. It's actually one of my favorite things, so we may have to bring you either back on this show or over on my other show there at the Social Universe.
To.
So it'd be great, and you can give me some, you know, some unpainful education with me as well. All right. Well, thank you, Katie. And again, if you could just share with us your information so that anybody can contact you out there.
Sure. My website is blacklabelstyling.com. My email address is katie@blacklabelstyling.com, and my phone number is 480-980-9617.
Thank you so much, Katie.
Thank you for having me.
Here. And I do need to give a plug to our advertiser that if you have that goal to be, if you're going to be purchasing a great set of outfits for yourself, to go to azmdlaser.com so that you can actually become that best person inside of that body that
inside
you can become.
Inside the fashion.
Absolutely. So thanks again for tuning in to Ageless Living here on World Talk Radio and Voice America. This is Kurt Wilhelm, your co-host.
This is Dr. Tong Lee. When we come back, we're going to talk about rice. Is it bad for you? Is it good for you?
And can I help you lose weight?
That's right. Don't go away.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Arizona Laser and Skin is a leading med spa that provides minimal invasive cosmetic surgery, such as liposuction with fat transfer for body contouring, face and neck lift, and eyelid surgery. We offer services using the most advanced technologies. We provide both traditional and non-traditional methods to keep you looking and feeling your best. Call 480-598-9733 or visit azmdlaser.com to schedule a consultation. That's 480-598-9733 or find us on the web at azmdlaser.com. Arizona Laser and Skin offers a holistic approach to health and beauty. Whether it's acupuncture for facelifts, health issues, weight loss, and stress management, come see us. We also offer non-surgical facelifts and fat freezing for love handles. We provide conventional health methods to keep you looking and feeling your best. Schedule a consultation with us today by contacting Arizona Laser and Skin at 480-598-9733 or on the web at azmdlaser.com. That's azmdlaser.com.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Ageless Living with Dr. Tong Lee and Kurt Wilhelm. If you have a question or comment about our show, please send an email to tonglee.md@gmail.com. That's tonglee.md@gmail.com. Now, back to our program, Ageless Living.
Welcome back to Ageless Living. This is Dr. Tong Lee, your host, joined by my co-host here,
Kurt Wilhelm, here on Voice America and World Talk Radio on Ageless Living. So welcome back to the show.
We promised that we're going to talk about rice. Rice is such a common food. It's on the bottom of the pyramid it used to be, right?
Uh-huh. And there's a lot of controversy in both good and bad ways.
There's so
rice.
Much information floating in the internet talking about, is it good or is it bad? Some people are saying it's really bad. Some people say, well, it's not that bad. What's the truth in it? What do you think?
Well, at least I know this much, is that just from my own travels, that brown rice has some more nutrients, but white rice can also be good.
You're right on the specific information part. Mm-hmm. Yes, it does have a little more nutrients, but is it nutrients the only thing you look for when you eat something?
Well, taste is always good.
Absolutely. Well, taste is important too.
Texture.
You know, let me change the direction of the view or the way to ask the question a little bit here. Mm-hmm. Between you and I, mm-hmm. do you think we're any different in elements, what we have in our body?
Not necessarily, except for you're a woman and I'm a man.
But if you burn everything down, is it going to be the same?
Pretty much.
Exactly. So does that mean that you and I are the same person?
No.
Same for food.
Okay.
There's something more than just the elements, the trace minerals, nutrients about food. That's the other kind of nutrition I'd like to introduce to later on a different show.
Oh, it's the trace elements?
Well, no. This is called the wisdom or the property of food.
Gotcha.
So is it rice good or bad for you? That question, there's a problem with this question. The question should be, well, is it good never eating rice? That's one question. Another thing is, when and how should I eat rice? So that would be good for you.
Mm-hmm.
The third thing is, like, who should be eating rice and who shouldn't be?
Here's just a side comment to make sure we get completely into the weeds. Is in a lot of the Asian cultures, the brown rice is considered the food of the lower classes. Here in the United States, the brown rice is considered the you know, in the more higher
restaurants.
Well,
that's the new trend. It's like the fashion goes in and out.
Exactly.
You know, all the things we used to think taste less delicious, mm-hmm. little less refined.
Mm-hmm.
Like brown rice, like the whole grain things instead of refined,
sure.
used to be less desirable. Now they're more desirable for good reason,
sure.
but that's a separate thing. That's a separate thing that we're talking about. So the questions to be continued, is it good to eat rice while you're losing weight? Is it good eating rice while you're diabetic? These questions are much better questions than the general question like, is rice good or bad for you? It's like saying a person, are you a bad person? Are you a good person? It's more complex than that.
Sure.
Well, I think I'm a good person, but I got wrinkles here and there. I got little imperfection here and there. I mean, it's like, am I good or bad? I can't answer that.
For example, we discuss children with a lot of energy, spirited children, ADD children, whatever you want to call it. In a situation where it requires a lot of energy, they're probably great. In a situation where you need them to be calm and to focus, maybe not
right.
so much.
Let me just also go over a little bit about the property of rice. Even though that's a separate show, we're going to be talking about property of different foods. We're going to go over rice a little bit since we're here.
Mm-hmm.
There are foods in different categories or classes considered warm or cold. Mm-hmm. Rice is considered in the middle.
Oh.
For that reason, it's a very good food to be taken on a long run.
Give us some examples of warm and cold food.
An easy one to see is spicy pepper.
Oh, very good.
That's a hot food.
Mm-hmm.
Red meat is considered a hot food.
Okay.
Many fruits and vegetables are considered cooling or cold.
Okay.
Cucumber, watermelon are definitely cool. And rice is right in the middle. This is why it's stable.
Gotcha.
It's something we eat a lot because it's safe. It's proven to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put it that way. If we're talking about is rice good or bad for you, well, historically, it's proven to be very safe. And people are eating a lot of rice with reasonably balanced of diet,
mm-hmm.
have not had a lot of health or nutritional problems.
You're absolutely right. For example, there, if you look back, and this is a really bad example, but HCG was something that kind of evolved out of the study of the Filipinas. But they ate a lot of rice, and so they did those studies. But they said, how is it that Filipino women were able to stay thin, even though they ate still a large quantities of food, but it tended to be rice? So obviously, it's not something that's going to make you gain a ton of weight.
I think that's a very good question you mentioned. That's another thing. People say, well, rice has a lot of carbohydrate, a lot of sugar. It's not really sugar, by the way. It's carbohydrate, complex mm-hmm. carbohydrate. Mm-hmm. And also there's something called glycemic index.
Yes.
You've mentioned before.
Mm-hmm.
All these things, but it's all in relativity. So should you eat fat or should you eat complex carbohydrate?
That's a really good question.
So the it goes back to your point, Kurt, mm-hmm. balance.
Correct.
So you need some fat, but in the situation of weight loss, if you want to lose weight, it's probably more efficient if you cut the fat
uh-huh.
instead of your complex carbohydrate. So in that
sense,
rice is better than fatty food.
especially
such
if you're going to choose bad
chips.
Fats. Yeah, yes. That would be full of, okay, now which one is it? Polyunsaturated is the bad fat?
Right.
Okay.
So this kind of makes you understand a little bit about how the question, how superficial the question is rice bad for you? Because mm-hmm. it's a really a question impossible to answer because it's very good in many incidences mm-hmm. and it's all relative to what you're talking about. Now compare brown rice and white rice. Mm-hmm. Chemically or nutritionally, brown rice is known to have more nutrients, more minerals, mm-hmm. More vitamins, more fiber. There's absolutely nothing wrong eating brown rice. But does that mean the white rice does not have any value or superior quality than brown rice? No. Mm-hmm. Brown rice is considered, I mentioned one of the qualities, not too much in cold or heat. It's more flat.
Okay.
And it's also good for your qi.
The white rice is?
Yes.
Okay.
It's good for your energy and qi. It is very, very good for your digestive system, which is the metabolism is based on. If you can't digest, you can't utilize, you can't metabolize well. And it's also very good for your intestinal system as a protective agent. Mm-hmm. It is known in quite a few different cultures to stop diarrhea.
Oh. I guess
brown rice
why.
Does not do that.
Oh, really?
No.
Hmm. Well, then my theory
is not quite as good doing
okay.
that.
My theory was that it might absorb some, because diarrhea obviously is too much liquid in there. It might actually help absorb, but so does brown rice. So yeah,
no, it's
theory.
Like personal. You and mm-hmm. I, we have the same, say we're the same body weight. Mm-hmm. We have the same chemical and the material content, but we have different spirits, mm-hmm. different thoughts, different talents. This
sure.
is like the wisdom and personality in food.
Gotcha.
The brown rice and white rice, they have different properties, not necessarily due to their chemical or mineral content.
By the way, this is something I'm paying more and more attention to, so I appreciate you bringing this up more and more on the show, is just the way the energy flow in the body runs. And, you know, we still, you know, I went and ran another 6 miles over the weekend, you know, all at once, and I used to not be able to run more than about a mile.
Did
mile
you
and
use
a half.
Your knee?
Yes.
At night?
Yes, absolutely.
Did you like it?
I absolutely loved it. And so Dr. Lee does take care of my
I just
text at night. Make sure
see
you
the
wear
results.
Your little magnetic
right.
Knee brace at night. It really helped.
Right. So as far as rice goes, you know, we need to look into individual situation, who's eating it, how much it is, and how is it cooked or eaten, and when. And, you know, for people who are diabetic, you know, it's probably something they should be careful with the amount they take because it is carbohydrate. But it's not simple carbohydrate. So it's a lot better than donuts and, you know, all these sugary
Does
foods.
White rice have a higher glycemic index than brown rice, or are they both the same?
It is higher than brown rice.
Okay.
In that sense. So for a diabetic person, brown rice might be better.
But obviously quantity still matters in both cases.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then for weight loss, same thing. If you eat too much of anything, it's not good. Mm-hmm. But if you consider the amount and compare with the fatty food, rice is still good to take. So when we come back, we're going to talk about our health tip of the day, which is about detox with something really, really natural.
Absolutely. And I also, again, have to tell everyone, make sure you go to azmdlaser.com to our main sponsor and advertiser, where you can set an appointment to be able to learn a lot of the things that Dr. Lee oversees at Arizona Laser and Skin. So make sure you set that appointment, go to that website, learn about it, and then Dr. Lee herself will help you in your nutritional training as well.
Absolutely. Our phone number is 480-598-9733. Once again, 480-598-9733.
And thanks again for tuning in to the Ageless Living Show here on World Talk Radio and Voice America. And when we come back from the break, we're going to be giving some amazing health tips. So don't go away. We'll be right back after the break.
your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Arizona Laser and Skin offers a holistic approach to health and beauty. Whether it's acupuncture for facelifts, health issues, weight loss, and stress management, come see us. We also offer non-surgical facelifts and fat freezing for love handles. We provide conventional health methods to keep you looking and feeling your best. Schedule a consultation with us today by contacting Arizona Laser and Skin at 480-598-9733 or on the web at azmdlaser.com. That's azmdlaser.com. Arizona Laser and Skin is a leading med spa that provides minimal invasive cosmetic surgery, such as liposuction with fat transfer for body contouring, face and neck lift, and eyelid surgery. We offer services using the most advanced technologies. We provide both traditional and non-traditional methods to keep you looking and feeling your best. Call 480-598-9733 or visit azmdlaser.com to schedule a consultation. That's 480-598-9733 or find us on the web at azmdlaser.com.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Ageless Living with Dr. Tong Lee and Kurt Wilhelm. If you have a question or comment about our show, please send an email to tonglee.md@gmail.com. That's tonglee.md@gmail.com. Now, back to our program, Ageless Living.
Welcome back to Ageless Living here on World Talk Radio and Voice America. This is Kurt Wilhelm, your co-host of the show, and Dr.
Lee. This is Dr. Tong Lee,
who joins us with Eastern Medicinal degrees and Western Medicinal degrees, and is a practitioner on all sides of the planet. And so we enjoy having her here. We are also joined by Blast Fitness, which is growing here in Arizona and has multiple locations across the United States. We appreciate Tana joining us, and Mindy as well, who have come in. They're the general manager and assistant general manager of the location there in Mesa. So tell us a little bit about Blast Fitness, what makes Blast Fitness unique, and then we're going to be grilling you about the great ways that people can get fit, stay fit, and whether they're 18 or 65, why it is that they should, if they're 18, they should stay all the way to 65, and how they should stay fit and have a great life.
Alrighty, sounds good. Thank you so much for having us, by the way.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so we're from Blast Fitness. We are originally from the Boston, Massachusetts area. We opened up in Arizona in January. We have 4 locations right now. We're working on opening a few more in the near future.
Very good.
So we're from the Mesa location. Let's see, we're open 5 a.m. to 11 p.m. Monday through Thursday. On Fridays from 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. and on the weekends from 7 to 7. We're located on Alma School and Southern. Great location there, and it's a great gym. It's a brand new, everything's, state-of-the-art facility, great staff, great people, great members. It's really a fun place to come work out.
And that's actually why I brought you on. One of the things that Dr. Lee mentioned in our previous shows is that you need to be able to make working out be fun. And if it's not fun, you're not going to continue, and you want to incorporate your whole lifestyle around that. So that's why what I really like about Blast Fitness is they make it a fun atmosphere, a great place to go, family environment. So and it's conducive both for families as well as those who are single and just want to go out there and have a good workout. So tell us, what is the good advice about exercise, how to stay fit, and also do it over 30 years? Let me share with you what I mean. When I was in the middle of losing a lot of weight, being 90 pounds heavier than I am, I stuck with it. Not everybody sticks with it. But what I could tell is I became pretty seasoned in the gym from this standpoint. I could tell when somebody was brand new to the gym, they would go work themselves into oblivion. They're just sweating. Their face is red and rosy, and they're just about to keel over and die. And I would lean over to my wife and say, they won't be back tomorrow. And so what's some good advice that you would give to kind of have a longer-term approach to the gym?
Yeah, sure. So that's a great question. And I'm going to answer it in several parts. First of all, I think the main thing is to understand that it's not just a chore, that it is part of a lifestyle choice. And that's just to be physically healthy. It stems from the decision to be active, to be healthy. And that decision is based on just knowing that exercise is essential for our well-being. We're not just physical beings. We have to approach every single part of who we are, but our physical part is a main component of who we are. And we do need to approach that. Until recent history, you know, we didn't even have to think about it as human beings. We were active just as a way of our life.
That's right, farming and hunting and...
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Until recently, you know, with the advancement of technology.
You mean with the iPhone? And
with the
iPad?
iPhone, yeah. So our fingers are in really good shape, but that's about it. No.
You know, if I could throw one thing out, and this is going to show me to be a very shallow, judgmental, terrible person, but I just have to throw out the judgment. When I went to Arizona State University, Arizona State University for years has been known as the place for the beautiful women. Even for a very small period of time while I was there, student body president of the university, there was also known also mostly because of me, it was known for the best looking men as well. However, I say that very tongue in cheek. I have a face for radio, only for YouTube. but nonetheless, the point is that it's been known for its good looking people. So I was away from campus for many, many years. And recently I went back and I thought, okay, I'm married. 20 years. So, you know, behave yourself. There's going to be beautiful women running around everywhere. I was so disappointed.
Oh, no.
There's still beautiful.
But let me share with you what I mean. Is everybody, it was all the women were about 15 to 20 pounds more or heavier than they were when I went there. And I think it's a very sedentary lifestyle having to do with texting. And, you know, there's just a lot lower level of activity.
I think you went the wrong day.
Maybe so. If I would have gone on I went on Friday where all the good-looking girls were gone.
Yeah, that's what it was.
I need to go on a Wednesday. Don't tell my wife. All right, but to be able to incorporate that in your lifestyle, what is the best way?
I'd say just make it a part of your lifestyle. Just actually do it. Make a decision. Make it a priority in your life. Know that you can't. There's no way around it, really. There isn't. If you want to be healthy, if you want to be complete and whole, you're going to have to exercise. Like I was saying, this is the first time in our history where we actually have to think about incorporating exercise into our lifestyle. Before, mm-hmm. it was just a natural part of who we were as human beings. That's no longer the case. With the advancement of technology, as wonderful as that is, mm-hmm. we're much more cerebral now. We're much more sedentary now. Mm-hmm. And so we do have to put in that effort to be physical. So that's it. First of all, knowing that you're going to have to do it is going to have to be a part of your lifestyle. And then make it a part of your lifestyle. Just like you get up in the morning and you eat breakfast. Everybody does that. So you're going to get up, you're going to eat breakfast. You're going to go to work, and then you're going to go to the gym. Or you're going to go for a jog. Or you're going to go swimming. You're going to do something to get that activity in there that we lost from the way our society is today versus how it was before.
And I want to kind of talk about how you integrate that in. I had a very embarrassing, not embarrassing, but it's kind of a story that I'll share that, again, reveals probably more than it should. I was at Costco, and a woman came up to me and said, I know you. And, you know, that happens. I wish it would happen more often, but it happens. It does happen, even to me. And I said, well, I'm a talk show host. And she said, no, that's not it. And I said, well, you may have even seen me on YouTube, the amazing YouTube. No, that's not it. And she perked up and she said, I remember you are the only white guy who knows how to Zumba. So it's a little bit embarrassing to share the story. However, the point is that when I go to the gym, I have a fun time. I don't care if I'm the only guy in Zumba, and I'm having a great time, but I have a great time. And I actually use that as my warm-up to actually go do, you know, the more manly things, the actual weightlifting and things like that. But I'm not scared to go have a good time. So.
Well, good for you, because exercise should be fun. And Zumba is a great way to have fun while getting an excellent workout as well. It's fun. It's dancing. You're in there. You're moving. You have great music, especially if you're the only guy in the room. It's even better.
Now, I'm married, so I get no merit out of that. However, if you're single, and she actually made that point. She said, you know what? Why is it that the single guys don't get the idea? They need to go into Zumba and go in the class where all the girls are. Isn't that kind of the whole point of being able to look good? And then you can actually finally meet the girls. But, you know, there's also some pluses to say that maybe not all guys are at the gym to try to meet girls. All right, enough said there. Sorry, I got us a little off topic.
I have a question.
Yes?
What age should people start to exercise for kids? Like, this is divided question.
Point.
You know, starting what age they should exercise and starting what age they should be doing weight-bearing exercise.
And this might be a better question for Mindy. I'm not an expert by any means, but I will say I started my kids exercising from the very beginning. They are the most fit kids. It is incredible. We at night sometimes we like to do push-ups and sit-ups before we go to bed.
Make it fun.
Yeah, and the kids outdid me. My 9-year-old just the other night did 60 push-ups, and I did 50. And we don't count them if they're not doing with correct form. So he did legitimately 60
push-ups. So they actually touched their chest to the floor?
Yeah, they did really, really well.
That's pretty impressive.
I mean, yeah. Even my 3-year-old did. Her bum was a little in the air. You know, she did 10.
Good for her.
So it's fun. It's a friendly competition with the kids. But, okay, I'm going to let Mindy answer this question because she's more knowledgeable on this subject.
Okay.
Hi. Yeah, well, I would say, like, for us, we actually allow the members to bring their children in at 13 with a doctor's note clearing them for exercise. However, starting out that young, you don't want to do a lot of, like, the weight-bearing actual, like, you know, dumbbells because your body's still developing, their bones are still growing, and you don't want to start, you know, maybe damaging or, you know, inhibiting that in any way. So I'm not sure, like, the technical time when they should actually start working out with weights, but I would, like, 16, like, start doing it, you know, but not young because you don't want to inhibit that growth.
But certainly basketball,
yes,
swimming,
yes.
Running,
you know,
running, all those are good.
Yes, definitely. Like, and even doing, like, body weight exercises. Yeah, body weight is perfect because you're not adding, you know, weight to it. You're using your own body weight to get the exercise in, so that's great.
And I think it has to do with balance, but I definitely would agree with you that you hear all the time, and you can correct my myth, we're surrounded by amazing people who are very knowledgeable, but gymnasts, they're reported to be often very short because they start off young and they're so tight that when it comes time to grow, they actually are stunting that growth, at least from the bone structure.
Mm-hmm. And do you guys recommend people to exercise certain different time of the day as the best?
I think it's really, like, what fits their schedule. I mean, I agree, like, you know, not right before you go to bed, but, you know, it depends on lots of people's schedules. Some people work the graveyard shift, so they come in, you know, awkward times, different times. So,
right. Any time's better than no time.
Exactly, yeah. What fits best for you.
Yeah, just a part of making that part of your lifestyle, just incorporating how it fits best for you, I think. You know, some people feel better if they work out in the morning or they feel better if they work out in the afternoon. It kind of depends on your body, too, and how you got to listen to your body and how it responds to the workout and know what's going to be more beneficial to you overall.
And I think there's some mental, you know, that side to it too, that if you've had a really exhausting day, I mean, about 2 o'clock, I'm always so excited to go and work out. Well, when 6 o'clock rolls around, I'm like, oh, I'm going to go find a bed somewhere. But in the morning, hey, I'm raring to go.
That's because you've been sitting all day. That's
it
the
is
problem.
Why.
You've got to get up and move it.
Yes, I better just stop having a body for radio as well. All right. I think we are coming in to a close. If anybody wants to come into your gym, sign up. We forgot to mention one of the amazing things, and I'm going to let you be the one to share it, but the pricing is amazing at Blast Fitness. Tell us a little bit about your pricing structure.
And that's one of the best things about Blast Fitness is we are affordable. Anyone can come and anyone can afford our rates. We have two memberships. We make it very simple. One is going to be $11 a month, and one's going to be $21 a month.
It
is,
wow.
Yeah, and that includes everything. For that one, that's $21 a month. You can bring your kids. Mm-hmm. You can take all of our classes. We even have tanning booths. You can go tanning.
Oh my
and
gosh.
You can bring a guest with you for free. And you can work out with your buddy.
What is not to like about
right?
that? There's
I
nothing
know,
to
it's
lose.
Great.
It's three Big Macs. So give up three Big Macs, give up the calories, and just spend it over there on the gym.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then you can come say hi to us. We'll greet you every day.
Absolutely. And I do invite you to check it out on YouTube. I obviously, again, very married to the disclaimer, but of course, since I've ruined my image this entire show, we have a couple of very beautiful women that you probably want to check out on YouTube and be able to call and ask for Tana or Mindy.
We'd be happy. Thank you so much for having us.
You bet. Oh, phone number again and website.
Sure. So our website is going to be blastfitness.com. Our phone number is 480-464-6380.
An address.
1020 West Southern Avenue, and that's Mesa 85210, and the crossroads are Alma School and Southern. We're actually right across the street from the Bank of America building. You can't miss us.
All right, wonderful. So again, thank you for tuning into Ageless Living here on World Talk Radio and Voice America. Don't go away. We'll be right back after the break.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Arizona Laser and Skin is a leading med spa that provides minimal invasive cosmetic surgery, such as liposuction with fat transfer for body contouring, face and neck lift, and eyelid surgery. We offer services using the most advanced technologies. We provide both traditional and non-traditional methods to keep you looking and feeling your best. Call 480-598-9733 or visit azmdlaser.com to schedule a consultation. That's 480-598-9733 or find us on the web at azmdlaser.com. Arizona Laser and Skin offers a holistic approach to health and beauty. Whether it's acupuncture for facelifts, health issues, weight loss, and stress management, come see us. We also offer non-surgical facelifts and fat freezing for love handles. We provide conventional health methods to keep you looking and feeling your best. Schedule a consultation with us today by contacting Arizona Laser and Skin at 480-598-9733 or on the web at azmdlaser.com. That's azmdlaser.com.
A healthy dialogue for your lifestyle. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Ageless Living with Dr. Tong Lee and Kurt Wilhelm. If you have a question or comment about our show, please send an email to tonglee.md@gmail.com. That's tonglee.md@gmail.com. Now, back to our program, Ageless Living.
Welcome back to Ageless Living here on Voice America and World Talk Radio. This is Kurt Wilhelm, your co-host of the show, and
this is Dr. Tong Lee, your host here.
And we appreciate all of our listeners tuning in. We could not do this without you. We also couldn't do it without our advertisers. So make sure you visit www.azmdlaser.com and make sure you make yourself an appointment to help yourself become more beautiful or help yourself become more healthy, more balanced, whatever the case might be. And you'll be overseen always by a doctor. So coming back to the discussion, we are going to be talking a little bit about some health tips that Dr. Lee has for us today and also some wrap-up on a couple of other things as well.
Absolutely, Kurt. We hear about detox a lot. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of remedies and programs for detoxing. Have you tried it?
Yes. And now, one thing that I do normally is more for hydration, but it ends up acting as a detox, is I drink almost a gallon of water a day. I don't recommend a gallon of water for everyone. You need to go on to, you know, to search Google, find out how much is the right amount of water for you. But for my type of activity level and body type, a gallon of water a day works for me.
Okay. And water is good, but it's just like I was saying, how and when you take food or water matters a lot.
Sure, timing.
And this natural health tip of the day we're going to give is detoxing with water. Mm-hmm. Don't underestimate things that's free in life. this is first the advice I want to give, because a lot of things that's good don't need to be necessarily expensive.
Sure.
This is actually one of the most effective way to treat constipation.
Okay.
Initially, I was advising a lot of people to just help themselves with constipation problem with the right way of drinking water. Then I've read this on the some of the Chinese literature. I thought it's a good addition to it, so I'm going to do the whole thing. It's called Yin and Yang Detox with Water. Now, you can prepare your Yin water, which is boiling, filtered water at night, and let it sit just at room temperature, not in the refrigerator.
Okay.
And then you boil the same filtered water in the morning and mix them one to one. So you get the warm temperature, about your body temperature water that's comfortable to drink.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the water is called Yin water from the night before because supposedly it sits through the night. It absorbs energy from the universe during the night.
Okay.
And your Yin water obviously got a lot of heat and a lot of energy in it.
Mm-hmm.
So supposedly it's going to help your health to rebalance. Now, do I believe in that? I don't know. But does it cost you anything? No. I mean, what if it helps? There are a lot of health informations I have known for 30 years. I never utilized them, and I realized now today they're true. They're so simple. They're hard to believe. It's worth of anything.
Sure. So if you do try this and you have a good result, then what's a good email to email you?
Well, my email is tonglee.md@gmail.com. But this is not over yet. We only talk about how to prepare the water. And how much to drink and when to drink is very important. So you prepare about, how many milliliters.
Okay.
It's about 750 milliliters to a liter of water altogether.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't drink little sips. You drink a glass at a time.
Very good. That's actually the way I do it in the morning. But I
haven't done your trick yet. You do it the first thing in the morning.
Okay.
That means you go to the bathroom, And the next thing is you drink the water, gulps, large glasses.
Great.
Drink as much as you can. In the beginning, you may not be able to drink all of it. Just whatever you can, comfortably. And if you do this for a week, some experienced people report their body gets so much more comfortable. They got so much debris out of them. That's old.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the cheapest and most healthy and safe way to get a detox.
That's great. And a couple of other Western explanations that go along, because I don't want to take away from the Eastern explanation as well, is that the room temperature goes well with your body so that it actually, there's no shocking of your system. It helps your digestion a little bit better. And then the other thing about having just a lot of water flow through you, there's two good results. One is just this on the cellular level, having that water flow through, pull out all the toxins out of each individual cell and put it in your bloodstream is one good thing. And the other thing is that it actually will help you lose weight over time in and of itself. If you talk to most personal trainers in a gym, they'll talk to you about drinking a lot, being highly hydrated as well.
Absolutely.
So I'll turn the time back over to you.
Yeah. And the reason you don't want to drink little sips is because if you drink too slow, the water will be absorbed by the intestines. But if you drink large quantity, it works as a bulk, and the intestines work, or the peristalsis work by bulk. So a large amount of water at one time will not have enough time for the body to absorb them. So we'll actually move down the road in the bowels as a bulk, which cleanses the
intestinal side.
Exactly.
So if you're wanting to, would I be wrong in saying that if you want to clean yourself out more on a cellular level, do the sips? If you're looking to take care of constipation,
the cellular level, I think just the hydration itself would
that's
be good.
Go.
Yeah, exactly.
Great. All right. Well, you've actually confirmed, because that's actually what I do just because I am who I am. I actually have a wide mouth water bottle in the morning, and and with no top on it, and I literally gulp and gulp down about a liter at a time, about 30 seconds at a time.
A bottle?
Yeah.
A liter bottle?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
It is a lot of water.
Yeah. In the beginning, a lot of people would have a hard time. Mm-hmm. Just do whatever is comfortable. Yeah. Over the time, you're gonna be able to do more.
Mm-hmm.
And all my patients, almost 100%, if they do them right,
mm-hmm.
will say, wow, that's amazing amazing remedy for constipation.
That's great.
You know, they say that three things are really important to maintain health. That is eating healthy, sleeping well,
mm-hmm.
and also detox well.
Absolutely. One last health tip is set your alarm for when you have your alarm go off at night when you need to be able to go to bed to get enough sleep. So my wife and I just started doing that recently, and it actually helps.
Don't you love that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So it looks like we're coming pretty close to the end of our show. Dr. Lee, if you could share your contact information to azmdlaser.com one more time.
We have so many of these health tips to share with you. I actually enjoyed very much coaching quite a few of my clients
mm-hmm.
in setting up a plan of changing new life, new diet, and losing a lot of weight and eating healthier. I would be happy to talk to anyone who's interested in that. My office phone number is 480-598-9733, and the website is azmdlaser.com. My email address is tongli.md@gmail.com.
And the first consultation is free, correct?
The consultation is free, that's correct.
Okay, very good. And again, thank you for tuning in to the Ageless Living Show here on Voice America and World Talk Radio. This is Kurt Wilhelm, your co-host.
This is Dr. Tong Lee. We'll see you in next episode.
We hope you've enjoyed our program today. Please join Dr. Tong Lee and her co-host, Kurt Wilhelm, for another edition of Ageless Living next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. It's better living, better health, for a super life.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.